The move to redesignate Cuba was made just days before President Trump leaves office. And the US said the reason behind it was, among other things, Cuba's support for Venezuela. Cuban Foreign Minister Bruno Rodriguez said the decision was political opportunism, coming as it does before Joe Biden is due to be inaugurated as the next US president. And it was under the Obama administration that Cuba was first removed from the list of state sponsors of terror. Under President Trump, the Caribbean country has faced tightening restrictions on tourism and trade, which has found some support among Cuban Americans in Florida. Joe Biden has said Washington needs a new approach towards Havana. Cuba rejoins countries like North Korea, Syria, and Iran, who are also on the blacklist.